Das kann so sehr nicht mehr ich habe gesagt, wenn wir hören, sagen, warum darf Kuf Yud nicht said the Kulun Shechosru. In fact, if any of the offerings in the Mishnah were taken out of the Azar when they were complete and then some was missing, is that considered to be less than a complete offering and the one who offers it outside will therefore be Potter or not? Do we say that since it anyway becomes possible by leaving the Azar, it doesn't make a difference if it's complete, or do we say that one is only Chayah for offering up a complete offering outside, not anything else? Abaye said, the Mishnah said, the Rabbi Elazar said, he's Potter unless he offers all of it. And said to Abaya, the question was asked according to the view of the Rabbanon, and you answered based on the view of Rabbi Elazar. And for tomorrow, Abaya said, I explicitly heard from Rav that the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar only argue in a case where the offering is complete. But when it's less than complete, the Rabbanon agrees that the person would not be chayav for offering it outside. Now, presumably, the case is that it became less than complete outside the Azar, and we see that the Rabbanon hold that even in this case, the person would be potter. Mar says, no, it's not a proof. The case is that the case in which they argue may be where it became less inside the Azar, but in the case where it became less outside, it may be that the Rabbanon would say that he's Chayiv. In fact, maybe we can bring a proof from the Mishnah, which said that if any of the offerings listed in the Mishnah were less than complete and were then offered outside, he'd be Potter. Presumably, this refers to where it became less than complete even outside, and Fatika Mara may be referring to where it became less than complete inside. Okay, the Mishnah then continues to have Makrev Kodeshim. Why is one chayav for offering Amorim that are attached to meat? The meat acts as a chatzitza between the Amorim and the Mizbeach. After the Mor Shmuel said the case is where he turns the pieces over so that the Amorim are touching the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yechanan said it may be talking about where he didn't turn the pieces over, but the Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Shimon, who says that he's chayav for offering on any rock and a Mizbeach is not needed. Therefore, he would also hold that a chatzitza is not a problem. Rav said that the meat would not be a chatzitza because they're all part of the animal, and things of like kind that are not the min b'minoy are not considered to be a chatzitza. Zok the next Mishnah. If the kmitza was not taken from a mincha and a person offered the mincha outside, he is potter. If a kmitza was separated and then put back in with the rest of the mincha and a person then offered it outside, he would be chayiv. Frankly, when the kmitza is returned to the rest of the mincha, why don't we say that the rest of the mincha is mevatel the kmitza? And if so, the person who offers it outside should be potter because he did not offer a kmitza outside. And for the Gemara, Reb Zera said, we have a gzeir shava of haktara between the kmitza and the leftover mincha. This teaches, just as one kmitza does not become bottle in another kmitza, so two leftover mincha is not mevatel the kmitza. So the next mission, if only one of the kaimet and of the levoina was offered outside, he'd be chayiv. Rav Elazar says he would be potter until he offers the other one as well. If he offered one inside and one outside, everyone would agree he'd be chayiv. With regard to the two spoons of levoina of the lechem aponim, of which one was offered outside, he'd be chayiv. Rav Elazar says he'd be potter unless he offers a second spoon outside as well. If one was offered inside and the other outside, he'd be chayiv. Zok de Gemara Yisach Nafka asks, what's the halacha whether a kaimet can be matter part of the leftover mincha that he says Kai responds to it, without having offered the levoina? Do we say that the offering of the kaimitz weakens the iser on the entire mincha, but it does not remove totally the iser until the levoina is offered as well? Or do we say that the offering of the kaimitz entirely removes the iser from part of the mincha? In fact, who is the question asked according to? It can't be asked according to Reb Meir, because he says that one can even create pigle with an intent during the offering of the kmitza, so he surely holds that it entirely removes the iser from part of the mincha. It can't be asked according to Rabbanan, because they say that this intent would not create pigle, which means that they hold that the offering of the claimants only weakens the iser but does not entirely remove it. It can't be according to Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, who says that he's potter for offering the claimants outside without the levoina, because he clearly follows the Rabbanan. And for the Gemara, rather, the question is according to Rabbanan in our Mishnah, who say that he's chayiv for the offering of the claimants or the levoina alone. The question is, does it only weaken the iser or does it totally remove the iser? The Gemara says, take ublaib tashayla. So the next Mishnah, if a person does a partial zrika outside, he's chayav. Rabbi Elazar said, one who pours the waters of the chag outside on the chag would also be chayav. Rabbi Nechemya said, if one offered the leftover blood of a carbon outside, he'd be chayav. Zok the Gemara Rava said, Rabbi Elazar would agree that one who did a partial zrika outside would be chayav, because we find that he holds in the Mishnah that a partial zrika makes a carbon valid when done properly. Mishnah then said, Rabbi Elazar Omer, af hamanasech mehachag bechag bachutz. Zok the Gemara Rabbi Yechon, in the name of Rabbi Nachum Yoidfo'o, said, Rabbi Elazar is following the view of his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, who holds that pouring of the water on Sukkot is deraisa, based on a drush in the Pasuk, which teaches that this pouring of something in addition to the pouring of wine. Rish Lakish says, if that's true, he should say that just as there has to be three lugan of wine poured, there should also have to be three lugan of water poured. But in the Mishnah, he referred to one who pours water, which suggests that there's no three lug requirement. Also, he should compare it to the pouring of wine and say, just like one is chayiv if he pours wine outside at any time during the year, the same should be true for pouring the water. And yet, Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah says, bachag, only on the chag on Sukkot. And Fetik Amar, Rish Lakish said, Rabbi Nachum Yedfo must have forgotten the statement of Rav Asi in the name of Rabbi Yechon, in the name of the Chunya of Bikas based Choron, who said that the requirement to pour water is learned from the halakha Moshe Sinai, not based on the pasuk, and therefore there's no comparison between the pouring of the water and the pouring of the wine. Zok Gemara weiter. Bryce says if someone pours 3 lugan of water outside on Sukkos, he's chayev. Rabbi says if you fill the keli with them to make it kadosh to be used for Sukkos, he'd be chayev. What's the nafkamin between these two views? So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said they argue on whether there's a maximum amount associated with the pouring of the water for Sukkos. The Tanna Kamma holds there's no maximum. Therefore, when it's taken in any keli, it can become kadosh, and he only mentions that it must be at least 3 lugan. The Rav Lozer holds that it cannot be more than 3 lugan. Therefore, he's only chayev if he took the water in a proper size klisharis in the proper amount of 3 lugan. Second teretz, or Papa said, they argue regarding whether they brought in the Sukkim in the Midbar. Rav says they were not brought, which based on drushes of Sukkim then means that he holds that the Sukkim were never brought on private bombers. This means that the Sukkim were only brought in a Kli Sharis. Therefore, he holds that one would only be chayiv if he brought in the Sukkim outside if there was in a Kli Sharis. The Tanakama holds that the Sukkim were brought on private bombers without a Kli Sharis, and therefore he would hold, he'd say chayiv for bringing the Sukkim outside even if it was never put into a Kli Sharis. Third territory, Ravina said, all agree that the Nesachim were brought in the Midbar, which means that they were also brought on private brahmas. The Machalikis is whether we learn the pouring of the water from the pouring of the wine. The Tanna Kamma says that we do. And therefore, the person is chayiv even if the water was never put into a Kli Sharis, just as he would be for wine. Rav Elazar says that we don't. And therefore, a person is only chayiv for pouring water outside when it was first put into a Kli Sharis.